from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Friday night, and I think everybody knows what that means, don't ya? Anyone?
Red Hot Man Love.
Yeah! Oh, no, no, no. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the greatest internet radio show ever!
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Yeah. On tonight's show, we're going to prove to everybody that we do absolutely zero show prep. And we still fucking rock. We want everybody out there listening to join us, chat with us. Call us up because we'll even open the phone lines tonight. Communicate with us because we're three lonely men in a dark room.
I had no idea we were Josh times three.
Oh, oh.
But I had just gotten that seat all warm.
I know, but I had to move you. Because I'm like looking at my board going, 1, 2, 4. And I'm looking kind of like Corky, you know? Yeah, I gotta hit the button. All right, folks, Friday night.
Ding, Mike is done. Ding, Mike is done.
I got the run. I got the run. Would you like an apple? Okay, anyhow. Tonight, let's see, what do we want to start this? First off, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio. If you're on the podcast, you're listening to the greatest internet podcast ever. That's kind of exclusive. Yeah. You're listening to the greatest podcast ever, Spankwagon Radio. You can find our website by going to spankwagon.net. When you do that, if you do it when you're live with us, you can go ahead and click on the cam and chat. We've got the webcam already going, and I'll just start cycling that bad boy through. And then we also have the chat room. Tonight, we're going to ask a couple people to do some favors. If you're out there listening and you're listening live and you do use the Java chat, tonight use the beta. I want to make sure that the beta chat is actually going to work tonight. That's kind of my test and my goal. At least I hope it works tonight. So if you can, be real good sports and use the beta chat tonight. If you're technically elite and you know what you're doing, go to irc.slashnet.org, pound LV rocks. You can chat with us there. And then, should I open the phone lines right now? Not that it matters much, because no one calls, but should I open them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, open them bitches up.
All right, the phone lines are open. The number, toll-free, 1-866-587-6257. And that's our toll-free line. We'll remind you a few times throughout the show. All right.
Yeah, bitches!
Yeah, it looks like we got someone using it. Oh, thank you, Decaf. You see where it says change Nick 2 in the lower right-hand side? Just type it in, hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you listening to Spankwagon Radio, we would just like to apologize for our technical difficulties of our host.
Wait. The only thing technical difficulty about the show is the show.
And the hosts.
And the hosts, yes.
No, he has testicle difficulty.
Ha! I can't get them all in one girl's mouth at a time. I need two.
That's a difficulty? That sounds like a damn blessing.
I do have extremely large testicles.
Really?
Like, I don't have...
Okay,
like
you know, wait, time out. Because every time he talks about himself, everybody has to look or touch. His ass, his abs...
No, I won't ask anyone to look or touch my nuts.
Thank you. Thank you.
Unless, of course, there are any hotties who want to drive over to the studio. I mean, I may not have... I have what I can... Nice. I have what I consider to be...
I have a warm glove.
Well, hell, come on over here then, son.
Can I move your yoke around?
Can I make scrambled eggs?
See, the bad part is you're missing the visual of him rubbing his fingers
rubbing
together.
His hands together.
I have what I consider to be an average-sized penis. I mean, I haven't had any complaints yet. In fact, well, no, I did have the one that said ow, but that was in her ass. But I have huge testicles.
Okay.
Like, I have really big nuts, yeah, and it's kind of scary.
Well, I'm just average all around. Excuse me while I sit amongst the fucking nut gods here.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty much in your boat, dude? Man.
Yeah, I'm all testicle, man. Or testicles. It's
like
not just one big one.
You got two.
I'm saying, what do you got? One old cantaloupe? You just like got to tuck it down and under?
You got two walnuts in your sack of shit.
Walnuts? I'd be lucky if they were walnuts. Dude, seriously, like, I've got really big testicles. And the bad part is they don't hang evenly. One's a little bit lower than the other.
But that means you've had to observe them.
Yeah. Well,
what's my nuts doing?
You ever roll them around and shit? Like,
oh, always.
Like,
dude.
Those Chinese balls?
You know what I find to be funny? You know what you say? What do you do? Scratching your nuts? When was the last time you were able actually to scratch your nuts? You can't because they're pliable all the time. You can get a pinch and just kind of pull the skin, you know?
What the hell?
Well, think about it. Reach down and try and scratch your nuts. Just scratch them.
Yeah. Okay. Jeans hold them in place.
No.
The jeans hold them in place.
No. Bare-handed. Get a hand in the pants.
Put your hands
in your pants and I'll bet you feel nuts. No, I mean, seriously, when you get skin-on-skin contact there, your balls move.
Yeah, they move. Yeah.
You can't scratch that.
But last time I checked, it isn't the balls that itch, it's the skin around them, right?
Yeah, so you can't scratch that because you do this and the skin moves with it.
Got it.
So you've got to basically pinch and pull or, I don't know, take one hand and pull them taut and then scratch. I mean, I don't know. This is what happens when we don't do
show prep. We talk about
my testicles for 40 minutes.
So it's like tanning a hide. You know, you just pull it, stretch it, rub it down.
Rub it down. A little rubbing alcohol on it.
Pick out one bristle at a time.
Oh.
Exactly. Do you guys ever, like...
Do you pluck your hair off your balls?
Every once in a while. Not on purpose
most of the time. You shave your nuts.
I've done it once or twice, but it itches so bad coming back in. But, you know, speaking of hair, I was going to ask you guys, my hair gets kind of burly there. Do you ever get, like, the hair worked into, like, a little knot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then wait a minute.
Then you can pull your balls with it. It makes it even more fun.
Oh.
I get it around. Like, I'm pretty bushy. Like, I'm like afroed all over. I get it bushy across the top, you know, over the cock. Like, it gets really nappy. I got a nappy headed pubic region.
Oh, shit.
Look, if anybody else has problems with their own pubic hair, please, by all means, feel free to call us. Why don't you tell them the number there, Trench?
The number to call in, toll free, 1-866-587-6257.
Well, I have a question. How good can a fucking razor get? I mean, you see all these commercials and like...
And again, you got to pull the shit taut.
Yeah, it's like, it's a Gillette 3000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 32 blades. No, you know what? I'm sorry. I prefer an electric razor. You know, when I shave, just give me an electric razor. I don't care if I feel baby ass smooth on my face. I don't care. You know,
the only reason
I grow facial hair at all is just so I could still remember where my chin should be. That is absolutely the God honest truth. If it wasn't for facial hair, I'd be neck. Just all fucking neck.
You're just a weak-chinned little idiot, aren't you?
No. When I used to be like actually skinny, I used to have a butt chin. Like a jaw and a butt chin.
So you had the John Travolta chin?
Dude, totally. And I'm like, I look photos of me back way long time ago. And
now
I'm like,
you're just neck fat all the way up into a lip.
Thank you. Exactly.
It's apparently self-depreciating humor night here
on
Spangwagon
totally
Radio.
Dude, only good humor, self-depreciating humor.
Yeah, you know, I'm not an electric guy. I need an actual blade.
Why?
I just like the feel of it. And I've stopped using as I'm smacking on my candy here. And I've stopped using regular shaving foam because it's worthless. I now use the bristle brush and the actual soap in a mug. Mm-hmm. You get such a great shave off of that, and you really do go through razors faster, though. That's why I think I'm going to look for a straight razor and really give that a shot.
When we hear about you slicing your throat off or disconnecting your head entirely from your body because you're like, I could get a closer shave.
I can get closer. I know I can.
Yeah. See, I can't do that. Just give me. I have two.
Just an electric razor. Zzz, get this shit done. It's over with.
Exactly. I have to shave with an electric razor because, you know, it's just get it done and over with. But I have two electric razors. I have the one that does the trim and, you know, the little bit of a trimming. But I also have one that I trimmed down the beard or the goatee with. So
one that just won't chop it to shit.
One that, yeah, exactly. Because I used to use scissors to trim my beard. Man, no, no, no.
Dude, I try to get here, like, clip the fucking bottom of your nose and shit. You're like, ah,
no, see,
fuck.
Yeah, I do that. Or actually, I don't even wear a mustache if yeah. I can help it. Because I think mustaches, man, all I do is end up chewing on my own facial hair.
That's why you trim it, you son of a bitch.
Still.
Or tickle your own nose with your shit, with your nose hairs. So, yeah.
Dude, what's worse is when you actually have a really long goatee and you're like in bed and you're sleeping on your stomach and then you move a little and all of a sudden your goatee is just creeping up your face and into your nose. It's like, what the fuck?
I got that with the mustache last night. It was all up in my nose all night. It's like,
what are you doing, Coke? Boy, I look like it with the 80s mustache.
Fuck.
All right, we want people to join our chat room. It's conspicuously empty tonight. We need people to join in, listen in.
Hey, what do you know? So is our listener count.
Yeah, so is our listener count. Who do we piss off?
You know what? You know, it's the same thing. It's getting warm outside. Brad, it's getting
from
nice.
Syracuse.
we must. Yeah, it is the weather. Because, well, last week we had over 100 downloads for the podcast. So big ups to Comic Oasis guys.
I love those guys, man.
That was awesome. You know, though, that one artist dude, Charles?
Yeah.
Damn. I could get her. If you just give me that deep voice. You know, all he says is say, I draw the pussy. Yeah, it comes real. Yeah. You know?
Pussy comes.
Again, he's like the black version of Sing Spling. As I fuck up my own goddamn joke.
Welcome to Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Oh, my God. You cannot tell that we've been here, what, 10 years almost, right? 8 years? 6 years? 6 years?
Yeah. I'll go back to eating my candy.
Yeah, and I...
Actually, I found a neat little website, so I'm going through webcams as well as I'm...
Woo!
Yeah, I'm going through cams.
Yeah, you. Hey, if they look good, let us know. Just lift it up and turn it around, all right? Uh-oh, he found one already. Ooh, Asian?
Oh, Asian? Yeah, a little Asian goodness there.
Nice.
Looked like a little ching-chunger to get you through the day.
I downloaded some Asian lesbian porn.
Nice.
Very nice. Actually, it was really good stuff. So, anywho...
So the shit went dead.
Could you just wait? I wish we could just hear him typing because he's typing it.
Yeah, I know. What you looking at, man? You get some good shit?
Oh, I should.
Hey, man, I need a porn DVD, man. Hook me up, man.
All right, what do you
want? My shit's going to
I got something for you. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I don't care
what
the fuck it is. As long as it's good.
I'm just going to read you the title of it. Let me find it here. Oh, it's excellent. Oh, hello.
Boobs?
No, she's pushing her hair back. I think she's going to show some boobs in a minute.
Yay, boobies!
The name of it is...
This is Decap.
My Hot Wife is Fucking Blackzilla, Volume 10.
Wait. Volume 10?
Yeah.
God damn.
My Hot Wife is Fucking Blackzilla.
And this guy, there's no fucking joke. He's got a forearm hanging from his crotch.
Jesus.
God damn.
Complete with a helmeted fist at the end of it.
What's the deepest he got into any of the girls?
Oh, he barely gets anything at all, but it's a couple of them. He just... fucking starts railing.
Well, you gotta wonder if your cock is that big, how good is sex really? You're just getting a little bit of it in anybody.
Yeah, I know, and it's not true. Like you're ever gonna get a blowjob without killing some poor girl.
Wait, you talk about blowjobs and killing. Did you send me the link to Princess or whatever that cartoon was? It was a cartoon by Trey Parker, Matt Stone, and it was basically for Flash animation site.
Adam Films.
No. Does all the games.
Newgrounds.
No. Fuck, I can't remember. Well, anyhow, they did this.
Bad Monkey.
No.
Evil Monkey.
No.
Poof.
No,
Monkey.
No. So they did this animation for...
Death Monkey.
No!
Chinese Monkey.
Ah,
fuck.
Ding, 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 ding. Ook.
I'm freeing a pool.
Ook. So anyhow, they did a cartoon. They did this animation. It was supposed to be about the little dog, and of course they took it and made it something far worse. So they had the guy who basically took Viagra, and when his wife went down on him, you hear the slurping, and all of a sudden it sounds like a gunshot, and he ejaculated, he came, and it blew her head right off.
He ejaculated? Dude, I think you could just say he busted a nut, and I think we'd all get it.
Okay, well, he busted a nut. Did you get it?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you sound better just saying ejaculated.
He ejaculated, and it was crazy. It went everywhere. It almost blew the back of her head off.
No, it did.
Damn. So on the Blackzilla, is it by the time she gets done licking his fucking shaft, she needs a glass of water and shit?
Oh, my God, dude. A cotton mouth by the time she gets to the tip.
He's like, here's a glass of water, bitch. You already had one prepared and shit. Don't trust me, I know.
Jeez. Oh, no. Gotta admit, though, you know, if you have a dick that big and you accidentally sit on it,
Sure.
Accidentally. I think you're probably going to have the thing taped around your tits to get that thing out of the way.
You won't be masturbating. You'll be crocheting with that motherfucker.
think about it. Though. Think about it, though. He's like, you know what? You know what? I want to make myself happy. Tucks it under his ass. That got a reaction.
And wow.
That got a reaction. Just
rub
from
up and down, and then she was like, ooh.
Oh, damn it, out of the mood already.
Jerking off by scratching his kneecap in public.
What's wrong with your knee? Why is it all wet?
No reason, baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah, boy, I'm still eating candy.
Boy. Yeah, I know. You're still eating candy watching cams. I'm glad you come to the show prepared.
Dude, I've had a fucked up week. I don't even want to talk to you about it.
Okay, then don't. I'm not going to even fucking ask you.
Trust me, by 7 o'clock, you'll be talking about it.
So anyhow!
Nah, not this stuff. This is some craziness going on in my life, I tell you.
Oh, dear.
Well, so, hey, I got an idea.
Uh-oh.
How was your week?
Pretty boring, actually. Work and home. There you go.
New home.
Totally new home. First full week in the new home. Totally love it, too, because you know what? I actually feel like I'm near things again.
Shit and you don't have to worry about someone walking through going, oh, my God, why am I letting him stay in my house?
Yeah, really. No, actually, yeah, it's nice to be in a home, my own home, but there's a lot of little stupid shit that I keep running into. The plumbing needs a little bit of work here and there. I'm always doing something to the house.
I talk about the floor.
Oh, Jesus. Let's not. Okay.
What happened with the floor?
My floors in my kitchen and dining room are tile, okay? They're a nice tan tile. Very nice tile when they're clean. But the people who lived there before me couldn't keep that shit clean. Oh, hello.
Damn.
Like that webcam. Which one's this one? Oh, those pretty little nipples.
I love those.
Nice. So they couldn't keep the shit clean. Some tiles are tan, some tiles are a little brown, and a few tiles are pitch fucking black.
Nice.
So we've toothbrushed the grout out so it's clean. So some tiles just have this white border around them. It's so bad. If I, you know, last Saturday or something, I was walking through my house barefoot. It was so bad, I sat down and looked at my feet. They were decaps.
Now, that's a lie because we all know he's white on the bottom of his hands and the bottom of his feet.
No, actually, he's the first black man I know that actually has black hands. He is truly.
That's, dude, that's from the ink from fingerprinting.
Oh.
He matched the description.
Oh.
That's. I forgot how to say it that way. I just leave that one alone.
That's that's probably the safest bet. Yeah. So, yeah, my house needs a little bit of cleaning still. And it's, I may actually just have to hire your, cousin or whatever that does this stuff?
Yeah, my cousin.
You can hire my wife's cousins, one of them. You ship them in from Mexico. They can go clean the floors.
And do my yard. I actually went to the dump today. So you get I got two truckloads of junk cleared out of my backyard. This guy lived there. I don't know what he... I mean, he was a carpenter. But he used to cut just like we counted about 5 or 6 perfectly round pieces of MDF or medium density fiberboard.
Yeah.
Just perfectly round cut pieces. And then this huge, I mean, this board was like an 8 by 4 piece of wood.
Damn.
Or MDF board again. Just scrap. One big circle cut out of it and the rest was left to scrap. I was cleaning out redwood planks. I'm like, what the fuck did this guy do?
Wait, you didn't throw those planks away, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you bastard, I could have used those.
You should have told me.
You should have told me you had wood.
I'm a guy. I always have wood.
I hope not right now since you're in a room with us. And
well, Phillies.
You just going to spank me with some redwood? Nasty motherfucker. I love that shit.
So, yeah, I mean, I was cleaning out tons of stuff. And every time I picked up another piece of wood, like 12 Black Widows scattered away. It's like, kill! Kill! So I was bug spraying and moving shit out of the house, and I'd throw bricks away. This motherfucker saved his Christmas tree.
Fantastic.
Yeah, saved it all over the yard. So I've been raking that shit out.
Well, how the fuck you save a Christmas tree over the yard?
Well, apparently he thought he wanted to burn firewood in the fireplace. The gas fireplace.
Yeah, this guy wasn't all that smart.
I don't think they were all that bright, no. So, yeah, needless to say, I've been busy. And then, of course, finding shit for the house that doesn't exist. Like, did you know there's absolutely nowhere in town that sells fireplace doors?
Really?
I have been all over this entire Clark County. I mean, everywhere. Henderson, Vegas. Everywhere. Nowhere I can find a place that sells the fucking glass doors because I need new ones for a fireplace. Yeah. It's. Did you know at Home Depot and Lowe's, it's seasonal? My fireplace is there all the fucking year. They only worry about fireplaces in the winter. Okay.
So you have to, you just got to weigh it out.
Yeah, so right now I've got Alter Ghetto. I've got a piece of cardboard taped up over my fireplace so my kid doesn't go, ooh, dirt, and get soot all over the house.
You know, you can probably order them online.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm going to be doing this week.
Yeah.
So that's my plan this week, just to fucking order them. I know it's 36 inches wide, 22 inches tall.
Sounds like my cock.
But you just said you were average, Mr. Nutball.
That is average.
Oh, what? The world?
Now is it? Now I really feel underachieved.
Damn. You were the smallest black man in the world then.
36 inches, fuck me.
36 inches. He's talking about scratching his ankle to get off.
That's a fucking yard of shit. He's like, hold on. I'm going to get this first down real quick. Give me the football.
Nice.
Oh, dude, I'm all in the three-legged race. Partner? No, I don't need one. Why? Let me just put a shoe on this.
They call me tripod.
Wait, does that mean the rumors like are true?
Yes, I have a job.
That motherfucker.
Hey, we got a call. Let's see who this is. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Oh, I am?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I was calling for Jimmy.
That's...
We do the screening. We do the screening for Jimmy. What would you like to say to him?
Okay, well, I left my sweater at the studio last Saturday. Somebody found a black sweater. It's my very favorite. Would you put it somewhere safe?
Sure, will do.
Sure. What was your name?
It's Emily. I do the pet cast with Steve Freeze.
Hold on a sec, Emily. I'm just taking some notes here. Sweater left here. Everything's good to go. Now, when you left it here, I'm just wondering, why did you take your sweater off?
It was pretty cold in the studio when we were recording, so I went out to the car to get my sweater. And then once we started the show, I warmed up a little bit because, you know, LB Rock's such a fun, hot place to be that I really didn't need my sweater anymore.
Wait, did Jimmy turn on
the music bed?
Drop
the music bed.
Jimmy turns on the air conditioner for you?
It was pretty cold, yeah. Is it not for you guys?
Now, wait a minute.
Sweat it out?
Jimmy said he only turns the air conditioner on when he's got strippers in the studio and he wants to make their nipples poke out.
Oh, for God's sake. Grow off, guys. Come on. Just put the sweater somewhere safe. Will you do that for me?
Will do.
Thank you.
Bet my asshole's nice and safe.
Oh, nice. So, you know, you got to be careful when you call here, people. We probably just pissed that person off and I'll hear about it tomorrow.
I give a shite.
No, but I'll hear about it tomorrow. I always hear about it.
Will you guys grow up?
And I still won't give a shite.
Will you guys grow up? That's going to be on the podcast.
Yeah, right? That is going to be on the podcast. So.
Yes, you need to cut that shit out. Repeat it over and over again.
I said you're on the air. Hey, he lied.
That's right.
Hey, you call my show, goddammit. I'm going to fuck with you. It's my dime.
So where the fuck's the sweater?
I have no clue, but I'll tell.
I know what I'm going to do with it. Let me get one of these webcams up. We're going to give it a little protein treatment.
Oh, no.
StickySweaters.com.
You go get the URL going right on. Oh, dear.
Emily, we found your sweater on the plus side. It's nice and clean. The downside is these two sleeves are permanently stuck together.
We found some black pubes all spread across.
And they were all tied in little knots.
He's like he's picking the bristles one at a time.
We need to go to a break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Sticky Sweater Radio.
We'll be right back.
All right, folks, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
All right, we're back. Hey, we got a bunch of topics to cover, so we'll kind of start up the round
table.
We do?
Holy shit.
Yes, yes. We've come up with a couple topics, a little bit of education and information. Things that you'd never expect from a radio show called Spankwagon. This is actually news that, again, for us, it hits definitely home. The RIAA is up to their bullshit yet again. But this time, it's kind of amazing who they're attacking. I'll give you guys two guesses.
People with penises.
Close. Some don't. Your turn, Decaf.
I don't know.
Black people.
What's the RIAA?
All right. So we've solved this problem. No. The RIAA has decided that terrestrial radio, regular, good, old-fashioned, been with us for almost 100 years, if not more, yeah, okay. Radio.
I thought it was those fuckers.
Needs to pay up. The RIAA has decided that radio is just as bad as file sharing because they provide an excellent or a good quality sound to people for free.
Yeah, that's right.
The RIAA wants to reevaluate because they were so successful with webcasters and soon-to-be podcasters, I guess, with the royalty fees that they want to now go after their bread and butter, the radio industry. Because, you know, without the radio industry, no one will hear music, right?
Yep.
Murph, why don't you join the conversation, put the boobies a little bit on the side.
It's fucking ridiculous. Radio, for the longest time, has been exempt from all this bullshit because...
Not only exempt, but payola.
Well, we'll ignore payola right now.
Okay.
They've been exempt because if it wasn't for radio play, artists wouldn't get listened to. If they didn't get listened to, no one would buy their CDs and no one would go to their concerts. It's bullshit.
It's basically they have an it's basically a scratch your back, scratch my back scenario with the radio, yeah. You know, because if radio, hey, you know what, and we have to bring payola into this because a record label says, ooh, this artist is really good, we want them to be played, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to talk to radio and say, play this artist, oh, by the way, here's a secret hidden kickback that we're giving you to play this artist to death, okay?
Yeah, we'll give you these concert tickets or we'll give you these tchotchkes, you know.
Exactly. This prize pack, if you will. Well, now the RIAA has decided that they want to make regular terrestrial radio pay a royalty fee, very similar to maybe, I guess they may be going based upon Arbitron ratings, but they will go based upon ratings, listeners, and listeners' hours and stuff the same. They want to do it very similar to what they've done to us, yep. Webcasters.
That's going to fuck them because we only have a handful of people on our side. Regular yep. radio...
Everybody's on their side.
Yeah, they have a shitload of people.
Well, think about it, though. You have a giant out there, and as much as I hate them, they are actually the good guys in this particular fight, yep. And that's Clear Channel. You know, yeah. Clear Channel, and they've made our stations all homogeneous and pretty much the white milk and white bread, you know, the white bread or white milk of internet or of any radio, and they've ruined it, but... They have a lot of money, and they have a lot of power.
Well, between them and CBS Radio and possibly even like
Infinity
and Westwood One,
yep.
That's a whole lot of power that you're trying to take on, and it's not going to go well for the RIAA in this one.
So, the RIAA says that because CD sales are slumping, they might as well go after any revenue they can. And that's really what they're doing, is CD sales are shit. But if you think about it, are CD sales shit because of the radio stations? Because of the payola?
Because it's because no one wants to pay for them. Yeah. Why would you pay freaking $17 for a CD when you can buy the tracks for 99 cents each?
And you know what's funny to me is that CDs look like they're fucking going up in price.
Yeah, I saw one the other day for $22.
Yeah, so like, who the fuck's going to pay $22
well,
for
you know
a
what,
CD?
You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to put all those extra features on their little videos and the DVD stuff. They're overloading it. They're bloating out a DVD, or they're bloating out a CD, if you will. One interesting thought, and then kind of back to my thought, you know, you say that it's the price of CDs. Personally, I think it's the music that comes out because there's so much good music out there, really good music that you never hear because the radio stations won't promote it,
yep.
Because the record labels won't give it to the radio stations to promote.
Yep.
The record labels answer to the RIAA. So here we have basically the RIAA ruining their own business model, their own free...
They're digging in their own backyard?
Exactly. They're shitting where they're eating.
Exactly.
Right on the plate. So that's...
But the thing is, it's like, if you want to increase CD sales, drop the fucking price. Sell them at like $10 and do like a three, like the DVDs do, two pack of, you know, two.
Always
got
to come back to Tupac for you, doesn't it?
No, the actual word two pack.
Oh, sorry.
It like a two DVDs, you know, maybe.
You get a two pack for sure.
Yeah, Nelly Furtado's new CD, but you can also get her old one for $20.
Yeah, you know, something like that. Yeah. Inventive marketing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, not even inventive marketing. I mean, look at the DVD. DVD sales are doing just fine.
Yep.
Because you know, there is still a lot of pirating of movies, but nowhere near as much as music. Now,
DVD
I know,
sales are outperforming in theater movies in most cases.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why some people, they've experimented with DVDs being released the same day the movie goes to the theater.
That would be awesome.
It failed miserably. But then again, the movie, that I can't remember the movie, but I remember that it failed.
It was some shitty movie.
It was
probably
a shit movie. Now, the idea,
Superman?
Though. No, you know, the idea, though, is great. You know, lower the price of the CD so that way it's more affordable to everybody. But not only that, please bring out better artists.
Yeah, could you just make some better stuff for us, please? We'll pay for it as long as the music isn't shit.
You know, yeah, I mean, no. I'm sorry, but pop needs to die again. I mean, we got lucky during kind of the early 90s when pop started dying.
Everything sounds, everything's fucking recycled, and it's recycled badly. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's not like it's like you take a pure water, it's been shit on, and then you come out and it's not clear. You know what I'm saying?
it's recycled. No.
So it's just like everyone wants to steal people's beats. Everyone wants to steal the same lyrics, but then they make the remake and it sounds like shit. So
you know what though? I can't. Some remakes sound really good, like the Marilyn Manson Tainted Love remake, I think sounds really cool.
Marilyn Manson has a gift for making really good covers and really good, just doing really good covers. There's another group that does really good covers too. I can't.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do good remakes. You
know? So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. But, you know, for a while there, and this is funny, we were talking about Jimmy a little bit ago, but Jimmy Diggs used to host a show here in the studio called No Particular Order. And it was a top 20 show based upon, I can't remember the site that it was associated with, but it was 20 songs. And we noticed that as the weeks progressed, a lot of the songs became cover songs. Mm. So, again, where's the originality? Where's the new? Yeah, it's your version of Tainted Love. It's your version of Mexican Radio. It's your version of you know, whatever.
Hey, do you think they say in Mexico when they cover the song, do you think it's, you know, you're on a here radio?
You're on a local radio.
There you go.
Bueno. No. You know what? It's funny, though, because you say covers are great, but, you know, sometimes they are. But it's the originality, and we're really seriously lacking in real original music anymore.
Yep.
And if you do find it, dude, covet it. You know, and you know what? I'm going to say it right now. Share it with your friends. Illegally, if you have to, because good music like that deserves attention.
And another thing with DVDs, when they first come out, you know, before they jump up to the $17.99 or the $19, they'll have it at $14.99. So new CD come out, boom, get it now, $9.99 for the first week or the first 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so then they'll jump up to
But they're still making money off of that damn disc.
Yeah, because the disc is what, 5 cents.
Mm-hmm. I think Universal shocked everybody. They said Universal Music, all of it will be $13.99 when it's new.
Damn.
And that was supposed to be a great deal?
Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
You know, there's better ways to transmit this data. There's better ways to do it. And the reason CDs, of course, are still, or music is still so pirated, you can only get that one song that's good off of an entire album.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, there's not one scene that's good in a movie because you need the whole movie for the scene. Yeah.
I think the last album I consider to be great top to bottom was probably, I'd have to say Cakes. God, what's the name of it? The CD with Wheels. I think Wheels actually may be the name of it. That's probably the last CD that I consider to be outstanding top to bottom.
Gnarls Barkley's CD was pretty good, too.
I just picked one up. Flaming Lips.
Oh.
Their latest. Well, not their latest. It's kind of an older one, but about a year
Sounds
old.
Sounds gay.
The Spankwagon Show and Flaming Lips kind of go back a ways because Claude and I heckled them when they were shooting their video here. We got dirty looks from the entire band, Wayne Coyne and everybody. We're like, we thought you were dead from drug overdose. Wow.
You got to take it easy with that shit, yo.
Heckling? I love heckling.
Oh, so do I, but sometimes you heckle the wrong people and they'll come out there and beat your ass in the middle of the crowd.
I can run for a block and then
you're
I get
a
winded.
Fat boy. You're not running anywhere.
I'm a fat boy and a half. Come
you
on,
jog
nice.
And then get winded. You're the only guy I know who has to sit down and take a break when going to check the mail.
That's why I take a lawn chair with me, duh. I won't lie. Oh, I got the mail. Fold down, sit down. I got my beer helmet on.
Beer helmet. Please, that's canned lemonade helmet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A beer helmet full of iced tea and shit.
Right, nice. On. So, yeah, absolutely. It's kind of stupid. RIAA.
Fucking themselves again.
No. Not just fucking themselves. I mean fist fucking themselves. And I hope they enjoy it because they're doing this to themselves. And I can only imagine what the backlash is really going to be. What are these radio stations going to do? You know, because they're not going to roll over and pay, for 70 years they didn't have to.
Yeah.
No, it's retarded. And it, like I said, it's just going to eat itself, and it's going to be really funny to watch.
Here's another interesting thought. Adjusted for inflammation.
Wow.
Adjusted for inflation.
You almost said inflammation again.
I know. That's why I was like, inflation. Are they really losing that much more money now? They say record sales are down, but are they really losing that much more money? And also, why cannot the RIAA mirror the same business strategy that the porn industry mirrors or uses? Because the last time I checked, we all download and steal a lot of porn. Yep. A ridiculously, just a massive amount of porn.
I want my porn DVD.
And the porn industry is not hurting for money yet.
No.
Why do you think that is?
Matter of fact, I was just thinking about it.
Because everybody needs porn.
And think about that. Mm-hmm. How much do you pay for a porn CD? If you pay.
Oh, porn DVD?
Yeah, porn DVD.
$24.99 to $44.99, depending upon
almost
what it is.
Almost $50 for a movie.
Yeah.
We don't pay that much for anything except porn.
Well, yeah, people
They're
pay.
Still making a ton of money. People are still downloading all of it illegally.
Yeah, bitches.
And then maybe it's because the content is something everybody wants.
So you say that's different from music CDs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. How much shit? Kelly Clarkson bullshit. American Idol just wrapped up. Yet another nobody has a record.
Oh, I know. Ugh, that Taylor Hicks guy, that CD was so miserable. I think it sold like 10 copies.
No.
I listened to a couple of cuts off of it. Just, you know, we had it. And, the best part was the fact that it just sucked. It sold like 10 copies.
Yeah, exactly. You're cranking out this crap.
Yeah.
There's no good music coming out of American Idol that I have been able to. Nothing original. Nothing unique.
Nothing. The beatbox guy should have won.
Little Timmy in the chat room says, pay for porn? Are you crazy? But that's my point. Timmy doesn't pay for porn. Someone does, and the porn industry still makes money.
Yeah.
You know, they have business models that work. You could go online, plunk down $2.95 a fucking month, and get a ton of porn. But Murph, how much? I know you have subscribed to online porn sites before. Never?
Oh, I have in the past.
Yeah, before.
I was paying about $20 a month.
$20 a month, and you were getting just tons of porn, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Think about that. Just that business model right there. Why? And it wasn't.
Because
it,
everybody needs porn.
And it wasn't like Napster, the new version, or Rhapsody, or any of that shit, where you're not paying for the porn itself. You're just paying for privilege to download it and subscribe to it.
Yeah.
No, you're buying this porn. This is your porn. No one can take it away. No one can expire the license. It is yours. Yeah. And they're making money.
Yep.
Isn't it fantastic?
It is. It's great. That is the American way.
Yes, it is.
Enough of that. Anybody else got anything you want to talk about?
I like boobies.
We're just kind of on that porn topic, aren't we?
I really do like boobies. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them.
Just kept on talking about porn for so long. Now my
now you guys are like all your computers looking up. Click, click, click. I don't know. So, if anybody can give us a call, 1-866-587-6257.
I wouldn't mind hearing from other people.
What are their feelings about radio and the business model that RIAA is attempting to shove down our throats now with paying for having regular radio pay, you know, their royalties and fees and inventory or... You know, and my question is really, the RIAA, what it was meant to do was for standards. You know, compliances and standards of sound quality. That's really what it was for.
So he's saying they came in and crowned themselves gods of the...
They did.
Yeah, they came in and said, we are going to take over everything. We are going to make sure everybody gets paid.
They were handed the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in, like, God, the 60s, 50s, they were handed the keys to the kingdom. And really, that's got to go. It's got it. We're done. Enough.
Well, I guess I do have something I want to bring up.
Sure.
Politicians and sports.
Uh-oh.
Should they be fucking separate?
Of course.
Don't you get sick of hearing these politicians come in, involved in sports situations? It's like...
Give an example.
Just like, what's his name said if... about the dog fighting. Michael Vick. If they don't charge or decide to press charges that the government could interfere with the investigation, why? You know, that's just...
Well, okay, now that's one thing because that's a crime that was committed.
Yeah, and it wasn't committed on the field.
Yeah, if it was, like, things that happened on the field, that's a little bit of an issue.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, probably the most blurry the line could be is with the steroid debate.
Yeah.
And the steroid fight because, yeah, it's affecting the game. It's the illegal drug use really is what that is, more than the game itself.
Baseball needs to clean its shit up, and if they're incapable, which it seems that they are, then the government is going to have to step in, and that's the only way to...
Why can't Selig just go?
Why can't Selig just go?
But Selig, what's he doing here?
Selig's doing as little as possible. He's just trying to survive the next couple of months.
Is he retiring soon?
I think he's got like a year and a half to 2 years left on his contract.
Oh, so he's just buying. So he's
buying.
That's what
time.
He's doing. He's buying time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just, you know, it's like everything, and it's just so much of it. It's like all day, you know, all they do is report about the players and the Bengals, and you know, they talk about
56 arrests in 1 year.
Yeah, they just talk about, you know, it's like sports has gone to, I don't know, it's kind of like pop culture. It's like you can hear about Chris Henry or you can listen about Lindsay Lohan.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
It's kind of like it's away from sports now. It's more like it's a fucking,
soap opera.
Yeah, it's a soap opera. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. It's like a fucking
soap
opera now.
It's almost like a
tabloid. Now everything is, you know, nothing's sacred anymore. Everything is fucking exposed and everything is.
Let me ask this question. Could it be because we've taken our sports athletes and turned them into our heroes and role models?
Yes, that's very good.
That's
pretty much the point.
Should they be our heroes and role models?
No.
Why not? Well, wait. Why not?
Well, I say no because pretty much they're. Most of them, majority of them, is these days. I mean, there are some that really do it for the game, but most really do it for money, you know. And they won't stay with teams, or people want to cut them because teams want to make more money. It goes both sides, and the players want to make more money. So it's really money. But, it, you know, it's hard to really look up to, you know, an athlete or even a politician these days and really say, you know, oh, this is a positive role model for them, you know. But, you know, I can say the same for, like, Lindsay Lohan or Britney Spears. I mean, why? But
well,
people do, so.
Okay.
I mean, it does give kids, like, a motivation to be like, oh, okay, I want to be, you know, I want to be like Michael Jordan or I want to be like Magic Johnson, you know, stuff like that. And you hear a lot of players that's in the league now always bring up players that they like. So in that way, I guess I can't see it.
But okay, but yeah, as far as role models go, it's acceptable if you're planning on taking that up as your career.
Yes.
Probably one of the hardest careers to ever get into. I mean, it's probably just as hard to get into a sports and get into actual competitive professional sports as it is to become a microbiologist.
Yeah. Very difficult.
Well, it can professional sports kind of have their own. There's so many people that want to do what they're doing. Unfortunately, it takes a real level of skill to be able to pull that off. I mean, yes, let's take, for example, Jeff Weaver. The guy's a fucking bum. He's got an ERA of like 13, and he's just a douchebag, okay? But he's a major league pitcher. The guy does reserve some respect on that. Should he be a role model? No, that's a good question.
Well, you're a baseball fanatic, so let's go with that. I mean, do you see, not necessarily him, but a baseball player, an athlete in that era and in that realm as a role model?
Yeah, for certain aspects. Okay, for example, Paul LaDuca.
Paul LaDuca.
The guy stayed in the minors for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
He had tenacity. He had dedication. He could have given up. He could have requested a trade. He could have gone to a different team. Instead, he wanted to stick it out because he wanted to be a Dodger. And that guy had talent, he had heart, and he had dedication to the game. Those kind of skills and those kind of qualities are something you have to admire in someone you really do have to look up to. But then there are guys like Barry Bonds and even like Jason Giambi to a degree where they're just worthless individuals and honestly should be culled from the herd just to save the rest of us the effort of having to deal with them on a daily basis. Yes, personal emotions do deal with it, but I really do consider some professional athletes to be role models in some aspects.
In some aspects. That's fair enough. So,
like one person I would say that, you know, is not really a huge popular player is Warrick Dunn. Because Warrick Dunn does a lot for women in violence because his mom was in that situation. So he's like as far as his charity, he's like one of the biggest in the country for, well, you know, violence, you know, to protect women from violence.
Right.
And, you know, and he really dedicates a lot of time and a lot, you know, that's all he talks about. Anytime he has an interview, he brings that up more than, oh, I should get the ball more. You know, I don't get enough handoffs and the team should be on my shoulders, you know, and shit like that. Just like, okay, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, you know, you're a real good role model, you know. But I find like people like him and, you know, as Chris's example, is really good, you know, role models to me.
Okay. See, now I don't find sports or any professional athletes as role models, and my sports limit. You know,
I can agree with you on that.
My sports realm is limited because I'm more into like motor racing and cars, you know, drag racing.
White people shit.
Yeah, white people.
Yeah, white people shit.
And you know, there's a lot of great drivers out there. They're probably very good people. They're you know, they probably have a lot of humanitarian causes that they support and go for. But at the end of the day, all they're doing is getting paid to drive a car.
Left turn.
And real racing as opposed to NASCAR. You know, I mean, that's the same as the cabbie. That's the same as a taxi cab driver. Really. I mean, if you're really
going fast and not stopping to pick anyone else up.
Exactly. You know, and there's not a lot of role model. Oh, I want to be like him. Well, why? All he does is drive. Oh, and collect a healthy paycheck. Is that your role model?
Okay. In this case, would Danica Patrick be a role model then?
No. No, I don't.
Even though she's one of the best women racers, she's
one of the best women racers. But I don't look at Shirley Muldowney, who's actually won a race, as a role model. I don't look at Ashley Force, who's I think she's won a few races, as a role model.
But do you think women who want to be in that field of, you know, because pretty much it is a really sexist field? You
oh
know,
yeah, every to, sport is. Yeah.
You know, no hick want to be beat by a chick. I guess
I see your point. Yeah, I could see that as a role model. I mean, it wouldn't be one of my role models because, well, I'm one of those hick dudes. But
oh, dude, you're not a hick. You're just slightly redneck.
All right. So
because Danica Patrick, for my example, Danica Patrick to NASCAR is kind of like Jackie Robinson
to
whatever the fuck.
We'll say Formula One.
Well, Formula One, whatever the fuck she races. I know she's a racer. I don't know. They're all NASCAR to me. you know, compared to like Jackie Robinson when he started, it's kind of like it's the first in a field where it's not really. So, I mean, would he be considered a role model over someone like Ken Griffey Jr. who's playing so many years later after so many black athletes are in?
You know, and it's hard to say. It's really hard to say. As a matter of fact, this kind of ties into an email. You want to bring up the women role models. I got an email this past week from Joker, who just listened to our show where we basically blasted the women's coach for Rutgers out of the water. I basically got called on the carpet for that because I called her a cunt for being opportunistic. And so, again, you know... you got to be careful because, no, I think that a person like that, you know, are you really a role model? Are you being opportunistic? Are you taking advantage of a situation?
Like, yeah.
So, again, no, but that's something that, you know, maybe the listener and I can, and hey, you know, one of these days maybe he'll listen live and we can bang it out on air.
Yeah. That came a little gross there.
Yeah, it did. So, it was intentionally gross just for sake of shock. You see, there's a shock radio, okay. I think.
Shock. Are you a shock jock?
I guess we are shock jocks. We just accused someone of. Anyhow, so as for women role models, no, I can't say I have a role model as a woman who's in a sport. I think it's great that women are driving cars and doing that. I think it's great that they're getting those opportunities. But at the same time, you know.
You think a woman would consider it sexist that you don't have any women role models?
You know, there's always a woman. There's going to be at least one woman out there on this planet who thinks I'm an absolute sexist. Just because I don't put the toilet seat down every single time. There are going to be people out there who are polar opposite of me just for the sake of being polar opposite of me.
Which is true.
You know, so...
That's pretty much me.
You're a woman who's polar opposite of me?
Oh, wait a minute. That came out wrong.
But as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's all about, you know, not this necessary opportunity, but it's your talent, it's your skills, it's your ability. It's about just doing it because, you know, a lot of people, I think, don't try.
Yeah.
You know, and I could say I'm easily in that group. There's a lot of things I don't try. I won't do. I won't be able to do.
Heroin.
Yeah, that's one of them.
No person on the earth should fuck with heroin.
Heroin, meth, any of that shit. But the point is, you know, the absolute point is, you know, if you do it, great. You're a great person for doing that, but really, what are you doing? Are you doing it for the money? Or are you doing it to be the first? You know, what's your motivation? And I can admire your motivation. I can admire what you do because I do admire racers. They can drive, not necessarily NASCAR, in circles.
I can drive in a circle. Left turn.
But, you know.
Left turn.
Let's take rally racers. I know, sure as shit, if you put Murph and myself in a rally car, either one of us driving, either one of us navigating,
we'll flip
we're
it.
Dead. We're dead, dead, dead. So I admire that they can do that. I admire Danica Patrick for being able to get in that car and make that race and do that race and go through those accidents and drive the way she can as best as she can to try to win a race. I'd like to see her win a race. I think that'd be a huge accomplishment for her.
Yep.
You know, I think that would be a huge accomplishment for racing as well.
But you never see her as being a role model.
But she's not a role model to me because I'm not an aspiring woman who wants to race cars.
I think she'd be a role model if she could do it while putting on makeup.
Through the helmet.
I'd be impressed with that.
Comes out looking like a damn clown.
Come out looking like Anna Nicole Smith in that video. Did you ever see that one?
Oh, man.
Do you like my outfit?
God, oh, Jesus.
Good God.
And there you go. There's your antithesis to a role model. Absolutely right there. Right
Anna
with
Nicole
that.
Smith and Carrot Top.
Oh.
Roy Rage. Is he still fucking performing?
Yeah, he's just no longer relevant.
Him and Gallagher are pretty much tied.
David Hasselhoff eating some Wendy's.
David Hasselhoff eating a burger off the floor.
I can have a cheeseburger.
Jesus. God, and he's no longer doing the producers, is he?
I have no idea.
So, I mean, they probably said...
I see that just looking at him.
But I know America Has Talent or whatever. That show is coming back again this season, and they're going to have the... And they even said it, the Hoff. They don't even call him David Hasselhoff. They call him the Hoff. Jesus, it's an internet joke, motherfuckers.
So who's in the producers now, Dirk Benedict?
Hey, I'd go see Face Man. I would absolutely go see Face Man play a gay
guy. I'd do it. That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool.
Springtime for Hitler.
Nice. All right, so what
Anyone
else
want to come
have?
Touch my balls?
No, thanks. You got an itch?
No.
Got a little bit of news out of the United Kingdom. You got to love this when you're sitting in a courtroom. A judge stunned a court yesterday by admitting he did not know what a website was. Judge Peter Openshaw brought a shuddering halt to the trial of three men accused of internet terror offenses as a witness was being quizzed about an extremist web forum. The judge told shocked prosecutors at Woolwich Crown Court, Southeast London, "The trouble is I don't understand the language. I don't really understand what a website is."
Wow.
Now, thank God you're not in the States, but you know that person's counterpart is here.
Well, you probably can ask anybody in Romania.
Well, now the chief's out there. He's like, "Look at my website. This is my MySpace.
Ooh. How do I get this on my Mud Hut?" Chiefsmudhut.org. We could do lolcat pictures. Him out there, I has a mud hut.
I has a mud hut.
So this motherfucker...
Do not eat my mud hut. It is not nutritious.
Never heard of a website, huh?
Never heard of a website. So here you have...
Inmates know what websites are.
Really, no shit. Here you have people that, you know, a person that is supposed to be a judge. He's supposed to make these decisions and be knowledgeable and understand and be able to make a fair decision. And you don't even know what a website is? This is an online terror trial, and you don't know what a website is?
You think you would do a little some research before you came to court?
Exactly. Now, I've done tech support. I do tech support, okay? Yeah, you get people who call up. They don't know how to check their email.
Yeah.
They don't know how to click on the start button on a Windows machine.
They don't know how to turn the fucking power.
Can you imagine the opposite side of that, though? You're sitting in a cave. Okay, Abdul, here's what you have to do. You have to access the website to find our super secret terrorist plan. I do not understand this. Look, it's very simple. You grab this rock and you click this part of the rock. I do not understand this. Why can I just not fly the plane? No, you have to go to the website to sign up. You have to register, be part of the chat room. You know, we'll give you a little profile. It'll be great. You'll like it. I do not understand this. I go blow myself up for Allah. Okay, wait. First, you have to register on our forum. Abdul? That's the opposite side of that. I mean,
you're right. I mean, and maybe, I don't know. It's our generation. We have a complete and total understanding of online.
Yes.
You know, there's very few of our generation, because I think we're all, what, 30 in the room here? Yeah.
Yeah.
So very.
Except decaf.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 42.
not to August. Out there 30 in August. I'm tiptoeing, baby. I'm tiptoeing at 3-0.
Man, the worst thing about turning 30, actually, no, the worst thing about turning 26 is you change your category. You go from the 18 to 25 cool column to the 26 to 30.
Ooh, I know.
That was rough. That was really rough. But, you know, I guess it's just our generation. This guy's got to be at least 90 years old deciding the fate of humans.
I don't understand what's that dang near internet. That's some craziness, isn't it?
You know, it scares me. All right, we're still looking for callers. We'd like to hear from anybody out there. 1-866-587-6257.
We'll also give you a dollar if you'll stick the phone up your mother's ass.
Right, click and point this, bitch.
I'm doing Get the Rock.
I'm still dead. What? All right. Anything else from anybody?
I'm watching a girl masturbate with a cucumber.
And we told you, if you have anything good, to pick it up and turn it around. And what have you done? You're whoring it. Whoa.
Damn.
Nice boobs. And he puts it back down.
I know. I didn't get to see shit. All I saw was one saggy titty. I get to see two saggy titties now. Nice.
Hey, if she does the insertion, I'll let you know. Oh, my goodness.
The level of preparation for Spankwagon Radio is monumental.
Dude, I just had so much fucking going on this week. I barely. And you know what's funny? My cable modem shuts down every night at 9 o'clock.
You were telling me about that.
Without fail, every night, 9 o'clock. Boop, there it goes.
So you know, you download your porn from 7 to 8, 8 to 8:55 and shit.
Trying to check my MySpace.
There's a timer. Doot, doot, doot.
Trying to check my MySpace friend request at 8:59.
Yeah, no.
No.
You get the last, the girl get the last facial at 8:59 right before it goes off. And it goes to the end.
She may be putting this in her ass. If she puts it in her ass, this is going to be fantastic.
I can just see it, though. You know, it's just like the old-fashioned TV. His internet just goes, blink. And then it just fades down to that little itty-bitty teeny light.
That's what it feels like, I swear to God.
You know what, though? Think about it. 5 years ago, maybe? Would you say 5 years ago? When did you first start getting online, seriously online?
About 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Oh, okay. So you're about there with me. When did you start getting online?
About 10 years.
10 years ago. Okay, cool.
I dial up to the ghetto.
Think about it. Can you imagine how much time we have spent online in the past 10 years?
What's this, AOL 2.0 or 1.0?
Ooh, Netscape 1.0. Hell, fuck that.
Mosaic.
Mosaic 3.4? 3.41?
Oh, it's
some
been a
craziness,
lot.
Man.
It's been a lot of fucking time, man. A lot.
What?
A
I mean, lot you want you want to talk time. About role models. Is there an internet junkie role model?
Yes, me.
You know, is there a point where you say, damn, he is always online, eating Cheetos, drinking Mountain Dew. He's fat. He's going to die early.
Shut up, dude. You're making me feel bad.
I want to be him. That'll be the greatest goddamn thing to be.
That's it. You have a lot of fucking followers because so many people fucking do it.
Oh, no shit. Uh-oh. We're getting it picked up. It's... Oh, my God.
Damn.
Amateur blowjobs.
An adult what?
Adult friend finder.
When'd you get that subscription? Because that ain't cheap.
No, actually, it's fairly cheap. It's only $20 a month.
$20 a month? Copious amounts of porn, all homemade porn.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
All homemade stuff.
Talk to anybody on there yet?
No.
Pervert.
Why would I?
I don't know. That's the why you... Wait. Let's back this track up a bit. What's the name of the site, Decaf?
AdultFinder.com? Is that what he said?
Adult Friend Finder.
Oh, Adult Friend Finder.
They have live webcams.
Is that a swinger site by chance?
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's more than just swingers on it, but more importantly, there are horny-ass people with webcams.
Nice. And you're like, oh, look. Click.
Oh, dude, so last night I'm going through the cams, right? And I'm okay. There's like this. You get this little picture of like a preview, and apparently it's not current because there's this chick with these giant cans. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll click on that and check that out. Click on it. Some dude with a big old fucking bent black cock beating on him. I'm like, God damn it. At least have a mouth around that thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That ain't right. That's funny. It ain't right. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sling blade.
All right. So let's cut to a quick break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
It's Bandwagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment.
No one touched my penis.
We'll be right back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio!
What one in the board did I put that one? I think I put that one there. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, we're going through, and I decided I would show these guys the my hot wife's fucking Blackzilla
volume 10. The DVD or the video we were just talking about a little bit ago, yep.
Oh, my God. So there's a line on here that I thought was extremely hilarious, and I had to play it. Am I in?
You're in.
All right, listen to this.
Let's see if it plays.
Could you ask me to say nigga dick off?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That's some big nigga dick.
That ain't no joke right there, sweetness.
Put those fucking married lips on nigga dick. That's
Her eyes are all big, like she's in like a manga movie.
Yeah, it's like she's like, oh my God, I can't believe
this guy's cock is huge. It really is.
Are you jealous?
I am, dude. I'd love to have a cock that big.
Craving some nigga dick, huh?
Here, turn it up, turn it up. Let's listen to her getting fucked. When she gets fucked, it gets really funny.
Get that shit off the dick. Get it off the dick.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
She left some, looks like some saliva on the cock there.
Okay. Yeah, that's
like, seriously?
Like a whole mouthful of it?
This guy's cock is as thick as my water bottle.
like you, Jesus.
Like a Dasani water bottle. Shit.
Okay, here we go.
I'd worry if it was a Fiji water bottle.
Come here, give me that ass. Give me that ass. No. Yes.
This is some funny shit.
This sounds boring.
Look back and tell me that shit.
Please, more nigga dick.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus.
No, leave it up, leave it up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes, because all good porn sounds like it's in a warehouse.
Oh, my God, so big.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Wait a minute, he's going to put her face right down into the couch.
Fuck. Oh.
Don't run, baby.
Oh.
Don't run. Don't fucking run from this fucking movie.
He's finding this funny.
She's trying to kind of get scoot down the couch a little bit so it's not going as deep. It ain't fucking working.
She's gonna hit the arm of that couch and it's over.
Oh, she's over it. She's over the arm of the couch. She's
shit.
Turn it up. Hold on. She's
climbing over.
Big nigga dick. Oh yeah.
Now he's got her by the hair. She's not going anywhere.
Oh my God.
Damn. I have a down that I can still hear it in my cans. What the hell?
She's feeling it in her cans, too. Yeah, that last one I showed you where that chick was taking it in the ass, that was fucking brave. I don't know if I'd be willing to let that guy anywhere near my colon. Fuck.
That's a big nigga dick.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you lay a dick near your colon, even an inch near your colon, something's wrong with you, huh?
Well, you know, like I do love me some nigga dick, apparently.
Like she's like, how big is it? That motherfucker sprouted a tree-ish. You know what I'm saying? She's
unrolling the shit.
Yeah, she, that shit popped up like, blah. Her eyes are like,
it was huge.
That fucking shit is huge. You know it's huge when you have to like try to pan up to get it out of the camera to his chest.
Wait. You ever seen 2001?
I haven't seen
that. You know, it's like a monolith.
Yeah.
Thing is fucking huge.
All right, here at Spank Wagon Radio, we're more than just porn. Just barely more than porn. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-866-587-6257.
Tell us about your love of nigga dick.
Or anything that we've talked about today, or if you have something new you want to talk about, we do want to hear from you. And also, everybody out there, we'd love our listeners to join us in the chat room. You can do this by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the Cam and Chat link, or even the Cam and Chat beta link, and joining us there.
So. Hey, the Murphy, did Al Sharpton give you official privileges to use the word nigga?
Do I look like I require Al Sharpton's permission to do anything?
No, because he is the black leader.
He is the black leader. Either,
so
Al Sharpton would rather be fucking a white chick. Let me do this first.
With a Don King Afro nigga dick.
Are you not nigga certified?
I'm nigga certified.
You too can be nigga certified.
I got my MCS nigga. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
You too can earn your MCSN.
Microsoft System Certified System nigga. That's me.
Mammoth certified.
Mammoth certified. We'd like to show you our latest developments here at Mammysoft. This is our newest This is our newest spreadsheet, Excel. That's right. Not only does our software come with watermelon, it also has spinners.
Oh, my God.
Latest from your friends here at MammySoft.
Oh, God.
Why do I see a bit developing out of that?
I see a huge bit developing out of MammySoft.
MammySoft Office 97. Hey, man, what do you use to write all your documents? Motherfucker, you know what I use?
Word. 5 point. 5 point. Oh, motherfucker.
You heard of Outlook? Motherfucker, we got look the fuck out. Check your email, knowing your boss is looking up on you. Fucking white man always got to be up in your shit.
Oh, no. I see a bit. We just have to maybe somehow write it out, and maybe someday.
MammySoft.
MammySoft. Dear Reverend L. Sharpton, we're sending you this beta software.
Please try it free from your friends here at MammySoft.
Hey, I got to call a pal. Hey, man, turn down your rap music first. Let me talk to you.
You heard of Internet Explorer. We got our own. We call it Niggascape. Yeah, we got our own social browsing site. It's called My Nigga.
You know he's bad as shit when they told us that we have to go out to rap music. He's all listening to fucking Timberland and shit in his car. Boom, boom, sh, boom, boom. Kill a motherfucker. Darling. Hey, Al, we're going out to rap music. Fuck! Let me go switch my CDL. Where's Alanis Morissette at, goddammit?
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. Come on now. Jesus
Oh,
Christ.
My God. All right. So we're running out of time, and it's already 7:17 here in wonderful Las Vegas, Nevada. Weather outside is 100 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, it is getting hot as fuck.
Let's
man.
Go to our sponsors, MammySoft.
And now for traffic.
That's just some motherfucker got his lips caught on something.
We're over the freeway now. We're looking down. Traffic is shitty like always.
I'll tell you what. In the past week I've lived out in Hendertucky. And I'll tell you what, there's two rules to follow when you're trying to get around in this town from that part of town. During the morning hours, take the 15. During the evening hours, take the 95. Yeah. Turns into a 20-minute drive.
Oh, yeah.
If you do that opposite, you might as well just park your car, get out, and fuck your tailpipe. Because you're not going anywhere at all.
Just watch out for the scary crackers on the side of the freeway with the sides and shit. With the black fingernails and shit.
Black fingernails. Buy a rose? Would you like to buy a rose? No. Did I tell you what happened to me out at the 7-Eleven down here, down the road?
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I buy a case of water every, what, 2 weeks now for the show? Mm-hmm. Everybody in the studio, whatever. So I'm carrying my iced tea in my other hand, and I have some gum. So all of a sudden, the bottles start falling out of the pack of the water.
Shit earlier.
So bottles are falling out everywhere. I'm like, fuck. Put the iced tea in my car, go start picking a bottle. Some bum. Some dude doesn't even have his belt buckled. Can I give you a hand? No, get away. I have a phobia of homeless people. I just want to help. You got a dollar? No, I'm fine. Really? I just want to help.
No.
Please go away.
Go away, scary black man. You kill me.
I think my favorite one was my wife was telling me that one of her coworkers went to...
Coworkers, come on. You can say it was one of her family. They were asking to sell some oranges.
And roses.
went to Albertsons, right? And the person's like, "Do you let me have, you know, borrow some money, whatever." A woman was asking, "You know, you have a dollar?" Well, she's like, "No, I don't have any, you know, money on me. I don't have no change because I'm gonna go and buy some stuff." And I was like, "Okay." So when you know she bought her stuff, she came out and so the same lady was there, of course. And then she was like, "Well, you have a change, you have a dollar, whatever." She said, "No, all I have is a 10. I didn't, you know, get any change." She said, "Oh, don't worry, I can break it," and pulled out a wad.
What?
And pulled out a wad of ones.
That's funny.
Now wait a minute! Wait the fuck up! Wait! So they're begging for money, and they can make fucking change.
Yeah, they can make change.
How fucking polite is that business? Got a dollar? Got a dollar? I guarantee everybody here is stuck and want to get back to California.
My favorite one is that outside Best Buy. I guess they got their own little turf and shit. I guess people are invading their begging turf, right?
Oh, no.
So I already had one guy up there begging money from me, you know, whatever. Or no, it was a woman. She started first, and she had a little, I can't talk, I'm deaf, you know, that little bullshit sign or whatever, right?
I cannot hear. Please feel free to donate money. If you do not want to donate money, leave it on the side of the table and I'll pick it up.
Exactly.
You know what I do, though? Because my wife and I know a little bit of sign language. We'll sign back. No, thank you. You know, so we'll be like, you know, I can't remember. Thank you. No, please. No. Anyhow, so we'll do no. Thank you. And they look at us like we fell out of a goddamn tree.
They don't know what the fuck you're doing. So I'm giving this bitch like some change out of my, you know, glove and quarter or whatever. Right. This other dude comes up. Right. And he was like, do you have a then she turned around and she did this. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. He walked out because he's about to beg, but it's like he's evaded her transaction like, and shit.
It's like, don't worry, baby. I got this one. Yeah, you get the next one.
Exactly. I'm like,
the fuck? No, you know what? The homeless here, they're stupid. They really are stupid.
They're stupid.
They're getting money for somebody.
Yeah, they are getting
us.
Not us. Have you ever given a homeless person money?
No.
Have you, DGAF?
Yes, I have.
Dipshit.
Every once in a while.
Didn't you watch that episode of South Park?
No, I gotta watch it. Maybe I have to watch that. I won't give anybody anything.
Oh man, no way, no way, no how am I ever gonna give a homeless person money? Yeah. You know, one time though, and I remember this Ray Rodriguez, a friend of the show, long time ago, friend of the show. Bum was asking for money. He goes, no, but I got a cheeseburger. You know, he had a spare cheeseburger he just picked up. He wasn't that hungry.
Yeah.
He offers the bum the cheeseburger. Yeah. Bum goes, no, I don't want that. I want money.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Don't say you're hungry and you want money.
I think I give money to the best story. If I hear a real good story, oh, I came out of Chicago and, you know, the car broke down. He ain't getting shit from me. But some people get really fucking creative with their stories and shit. It's like one guy was like, oh, dude. I just got, you know, he had a work uniform or whatever, right? And he's like, dude, I just got this fucking job. I'm just getting off the street. I need bus fare. You know, I was like, okay, that's kind of creative.
I'll give you some. Tell you see him there the next day.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's it. That's
well, wait. You worked at the public library downtown.
You know what's funny? I got begged for money once the whole time, 9 years, because I wore my badge all the time. And
the one time you didn't.
And one time I didn't, I got fucking ass like that.
So really? And now one thing I noticed is like they have like a bum corral at the downtown library. There's like this outdoor space in between the library and the museum.
That's a fucking understatement. It's like a hotel in that motherfucker.
It's a homeless fucking corral. They got
can you go in and like adopt a homeless?
Did you see the outside area where they got chairs that you can watch movies?
Yeah,
and shit?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They got a TV. They got this like little 23-inch TV there.
Uh-huh. And they got all the chairs just stinking.
Oh,
just,
nice.
Just smelling each other's ass and just loving it. Watching the original Star Wars and shit. You know what I'm saying? And everyone, they're all there and they fill up. And people get mad because they don't want to go to the bathroom because they're going to lose their seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you see motherfuckers like this in the hour of the movie. Their fucking leg is all moving.
So they're shitting themselves for this movie.
So they can watch this movie.
And that's our public social system right there.
That's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Gotta love that.
But I call it – I have a few names for shit that I made up there. I call it natural funky when they've been fucking homeless for 2 years, you know, and the stink is just natural. So you smell it and go, okay, he smells like ass. You know what I mean? He smells like shit is natural. But then I call him the fresh stink, which is the people who just became homeless. So it's like 2 years, that armpit is just starting to, you know, and the shit's just like pure, you know, they got that pure sweat smell. They just like, ooh, he's fucking making
you know what? I remember where I used to live on the east side, off of Boulder Highway. You'd turn on Boulder and East, no, Boulder. Boulder and Sahara, and there was always this one bum there. And this guy, you know, you want to talk about dookie dreads? His whole head was one solid dookie dread. Beard all the way up into his hair, just one solid mat of helmet hair. It was like Gary Spivey covered in coal. I mean... It's the nastiest thing ever. And he never asks for money.
Never asks
for a dime. Never approaches a person for a dime.
Just looks
but he's always there.
Like clockwork and shit, huh?
Every day. And then there's another dude who dresses up Kung Fu Master style that was down in that
Kung
area.
Fu homeless.
The Kung Fu homeless. I don't know. Maybe we talked about him before.
No, I sounds familiar, but.
Okay, black guy, skinny black guy. I kid you not, he is the next to last dragon. Okay?
You are the last dragon. Give me some beer.
Yeah, it was horrible. But he sits there and he walks around. He has the outfit and everything or whatever. And he has his hands inside the sleeves. And I'm like, what do you? You know, he has two scabbards on his back, but he has no swords.
No fucking way. That's
and
really?
Yes, we could probably find him if we cruised up. Actually, he's up and down Charleston. We could go near the 24-hour fitness on Charleston,
yeah.
And he'd be there.
Really?
I think I pretty much could guarantee that.
We should do a Spankwagon interview.
What do you do?
What do you do?
I drink. And I do my kung fu.
You know what? That's just it. Would it be so serious about kung fu that he's sort of like the Mormon version of a kung fu master where he's just like, you know, indentured servitude to his ideals? He's like, I'm walking to Earth. And we're like, but you only walk up and down Charleston.
I'm walking to Earth. I'm looking for the new beta tester from Napasoft.
You know, it's just, it's funny because he's got the hair, the hat, the outfit. And I'm like, who are you fighting? What ninja is going to pop out at the Wiener Schnitzel and going to kick your ass? There's no ninjas at Wiener Schnitzel. Get the fuck out of here.
None that you know of.
Obviously, they're ninjas. I won't know about them until it's too late. You know, if they're really good ninjas.
Yeah, you won't find out.
If they're shitty ninjas, I'm like, hey, you in the pajamas. Tag. Fuck you.
Ninjas killed my family. I need money for kung fu lessons.
Gary Spivey coming in covered in coal. I can't get that fucking image out of my head. Oh God!
The next time you see his face up on the Boulder Station, like you know their billboard or whatever, because you know he does his motivational speaking out of Boulder Station. He's here to save you, Blue Hills.
Yeah, you got a big crowd. Yes, at Boulder Station.
Oh God! I don't know, Isaac Hayes at Texas Station. Come on now.
That was a little scary. Do we ever find out if Josh ever went and saw that? Because I know he wanted to.
I don't think they did. I think that, if I remember correctly, she said they missed it or they had to do something.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She had to do something.
Yeah. She had to do someone or something.
Something.
But I've heard nothing more about their last date, I guess.
I don't know. All I know is that he hasn't gotten his cock sucked yet. So,
well, maybe he's a little slow on the uptake. Oh, that's a sign.
He's slow on the input.
Oh, slow on the, yes. Slow on the output, too, apparently.
Nice.
Aw. So. Dude, you need to give him lessons. Just show him copious amounts of porn.
I would give him lessons, but I think I'd scar him for life.
No. You're not thinking it right. Think. Clockwork Orange.
Oh, that'd be
great. Strap to a goddamn chair, because he's not going to fight like Chief did.
Tranny porn.
Just put like 4 or 5 monitors of porn in front of him. I'll bring over my 40-inch to put in the middle. We'll bring over our computer monitors to surround
it. 40-inch in the middle. What are you going to do with that tiny little TV?
Hey. I watch a lot of good TV on that one already. I love it. And between that and the surround sound, I am in heaven. The best thing is, though, I could turn it on.
Make a Midwestern boy proud, huh?
I could turn on NHRA drag racing, turn up the stereo to 40, and you just hear those cars.
we're watching NHRA drag queens
now, I gotta
on our 60-inch TVs.
Nice. I got to point this out. Virtual One is like, Spankwagon is still not in Skype. Dude, we're not using Skype.
Hey, Virtual One, just in case you didn't notice, we don't want to fucking use it. It's retarded.
1-866-587-6257 is a toll-free telephone number. Copper, baby, all the way.
Fiber to the curb.
So, yeah, I'll tell you what. I like it. I mean, I have watched more TV.
I like it.
I have watched so much more TV this past week than I have all, like, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, he's happy.
I'm like, I am fat and happy. Because I'm like, I don't care what it is. I'm watching it because it's in high def. Ooh. Sports Center, high def. I'm there.
Kicking with the boys and drinking a big-ass glass of iced tea, huh?
You know? Fuck the boys. It's just me on my armchair. I mean, my armchairs don't normally get ass divots. This thing has an ass crater. All right. I am just like, TV. Between that and the wireless, my cock is warm. My ass is comfortable. I don't need anything else anymore. I have everything I need in one chair.
I think we're going to need to put this on the show as Tricher Exposed. That's going to be the name of the
I am going to have radiation poisoning in ways you can't imagine. Okay? Because I got the laptop on me. I got the big 40-inch. And yes, it is a big 40-inch because you know what? It's mine. So, fuck you. That going on, I am shitting happy. The next thing I'm going to do, I am just going to go ahead and get a catheter. Because you know what? I don't need to move. Get me in the chair. I am good. I am comfortable.
Let me just kick back with a Texas catheter and maybe some nice iced tea and my reasonably okay television set.
Hey, you haven't seen my TV.
Yes, I have. I saw it the other
day. It is great.
I saw your TV the other day.
It is great.
It's 40 inches.
Yeah.
When are you going to get a grown-up TV?
Sorry, dude.
Blackzilla's cock is bigger than
Hold on. I'm really sorry about your penis.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with my penis.
Because, you know, you're obviously compensating because it's definitely not your car you're compensating.
Dude, I drive a little tiny pocket rocket car. My television is huge because I'm a big nerd.
Your television is huge because you drive the pocket car. You're like, let's see, the car is 61 inches. The TV is 65 inches.
That's right.
Do you have wheels on your TV?
Yes.
That thing is faster than your car. Just push it. Until the cable catches. Twang! Fuck!
I got satellite. I can just strap it to the top.
Hey, that's unreasonably brilliant. Huh. Why don't they sell TVs with satellites attached directly to them?
Good question.
That is a good question.
I mean, why not? I mean,
because the satellite dish has to be outside, dumbass.
No. I can guarantee there's people out there that can hack a satellite TV to work from the inside.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, get those people working because we already have rabbit ears again for HD TV, which totally amazes me. The fact that HD TV, the high definition television of the future. Someone say it with me. The future.
The future.
The future.
We'll pretend that didn't happen.
Join us in our electronic mail from the future.
And we're using rabbit ears. We have to put rabbit... I don't, obviously, because I pay for cable, but...
Rabbit you ears. Don't. You steal cable like every other red-blooded American.
I do not know what you are talking about, sir. I pay for my cable legally. I do not understand the concept of open Wi-Fi, nor do I think the other people do either.
Damn, I'm
paying speaking of
shit.
I gotta get home,
sucker.
I gotta grab my neighbor's Wi-Fi and download something.
Gotta go home. Shoo. People on Adult Friend Finder think you're 13. Oh, it's 9 o'clock, time to go to bed.
Are you 14? Let's chat.
ASL. This kitchen looks familiar. All right, so
that was the funniest email ever. I sent him this email. All it says is, are you 14? Let's chat. He responds with, only for you, my slutty little whore. And of course, I come back with, ha ha, I've got you. It's NBC Dateline. And his response is, oh no, I thought this kitchen looked familiar.
My favorite one is the guy. He walks in, he takes his clothes off, and fucking starts beating off right in the fucking kitchen, right?
What? Yeah. And then Dateline walks out?
Yeah, and he walks in. No, like no get towel? This. This is better. He fucking sits there and watches the fucker, right? You see the camera. He has a towel already, right? And he sits by the refrigerator and watches the fucker go off for like, you know, a minute. He goes, this motherfucker turned around. Eyes was bigger than fucking Jimmy Walker's and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Dino, what?
This motherfucker was huge.
Dino shit.
And he went, and headed on the towel. No words. Motherfucker wrapped himself
what
up.
What else can you say in that situation?
You just got caught beating off on public television. on national television.
Hey, what's funny is when you read the letters back and shit. He's like, I hope no one ever reads back shit I ever sent anybody. Even if it's clean, because I know it sounds like shit. And we go, but you know, they go back and like, so you said that you have a 12-inch cock and you like to stick it in her ass and bust a nut all over her eyes.
Now, what exactly is a dirty Sanchez?
The dudes are like, see, I just came by because I just want to make sure that this doesn't happen. I'm just trying to protect her. I'm just a friend. Yeah, I want to play solitaire. You know? It's like, what excuse can you fucking come up with, dude? You can't come up with no excuse to get you out of that shit, man. Nothing.
Oh, my God. You know what, though? Here's the best reason. Don't do it to begin with, you son of a bitches.
You dumb fuck. My favorite people
don't
is the
tell
people.
Me to not yell.
My favorite people is the one. Is the ones who watch the fucking show.
Oh, I know, and they still get caught.
Oh, this is my favorite show on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, the guy's like, so you know what happens next, right? He's like, yeah. Motherfucker walked outside, put his hands behind his back.
And still got fucking tackled.
Like, you guys, you're fucking idiots, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
Damn. People, desperation, man.
What drives a person to do that, though? What drives a person to think that they have to get teenage ass? Because maybe their home life sucks, and we should. You know what? We should really. You know, no. The next dude that gets that is marrying. We need to take his wife in for therapy. Seriously. Why is he doing that? He's doing it for a reason. You're not putting out. You're bitching too much.
Yeah.
You don't agree with me?
No, you're totally right, dude.
He's so busy with his adult friend finder.
Yeah,
no. No, I'm actually working on something else. No, you're absolutely right. When the perb switch goes and you're like, I just got to go fuck a 12-year-old. There's seriously a problem at home.
I mean, are you naturally wired to that? I mean, is there a point where Murphy here is going to say, well, I've looked at every nasty, horrible, despicable thing on the internet twice.
Time to go fuck a kid.
Time to go fuck a child.
No, I think it's just something that, I think the potential for it is there for everyone. I'm afraid that switch is going to be turned in somebody and it's just going to be wrong.
You like the older chicks anyway, so it's going to be wrong for them. Yeah. You love the older chicks.
The older chicks are good.
He likes those saggy titties. He puts his head down to their knees. They just kind of shake their boobs into his face.
You know why? Because they fucking they'll talk a whole lot.
And they know how to suck dick.
There you go.
Yeah, young girls fucking be all that chatty shit. I don't want to hear you, bitch.
Wait. Exactly. So, Murph, what you working on?
Something I can't tell you about right now. No, I'm having login problems on one of my other websites, and for some reason my email address isn't working on it anymore.
Oopsie.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that.
Oh, no. It's not MySpace, is it?
No. It's another site I use for various...
Oh, let's see. What site?
One I'm not allowed to talk about, and stop asking me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you positive? Oh, I'm going to get shit thrown at me. Glasses!
Scratch your glass.
Cockpumps.com.
Let's just say it's... First rule of Fight Club. There you go.
Cockpumps.com and shit.
I didn't even hear what he said because I had my earphones off.
Club. First rule of Fight Club?
Yeah. Enough said. All right. You okay there, dude? A little excited?
I was trying to put my wrapper in the thing and it fired off.
Murphy being discreet. What the fuck is going
on? Thank you.
What the hell? I'm high. I'm Murphy and I'm being discreet.
I'm just. It's just unfortunate it's during the 2 hours to do a show.
Look, I know that there are people that listen to things.
Ain't no privacy in this motherfucker. So what you looking at? If you got privacy, keep it at home, motherfucker. Don't bring it to the studio.
No, it's just there. Where I obtain certain things from.
Where you obtain certain things from.
I can't talk about this.
It's government work. He's really the true Jason Bourne.
Yeah, that's me.
He could drive a Mini and kung fu your ass.
Oh, God, top secret. Murphy being quiet as shit.
This explains why he has all the smartphones. He has, like, all these smartphones and the laptops always with him. He's like,
did you see that picture I sent out the other day?
No.
I don't have it right now.
Apparently it was just that good.
it's one of those demotivational posters.
Oh, no.
If you go to the demotivational site, you can make your own now.
Oh, really?
So, of course, yeah. So I uploaded a picture of me, and it says, and it's from the Stan Lee interview.
All right.
And underneath it says, Uber nerd. No, it's not good enough that you take your life. Or no, it's not good enough that you still played D&D all the way up until you were 30. No, now you have to take your laptop with you everywhere you go.
Nice. Nothing like being that kind of loser.
That's me.
Yay, I'm a junior.
So wait Murphy a minute. Is muzzled.
But here's the thing. He's doing it during our 2 hours. Yeah, and that always...
Look, I tried to look at something because I was checking for something, and then...
It's always something.
Hey, by the way, look, Dirty D's in there. You know who that is. She's got dirty pillows.
Aw, yeah.
And she has a webcam.
Woo! And all of a sudden, everybody's like, what? Finally, spank wagon's interesting.
Yeah, no. Now the room's going to start filling up with people.
Can we see your cam AFL?
you can see Blackzilla come up. Thank you for watching my video. Yeah, I do have a big-ass cock. And yes, it is bigger than Trisha's TV. Trisha needs a 45-inch to watch my porno.
God, is a 40-inch. You silly white man, it's too small.
I know, you won't see the top of my head, cracker.
Hey, do that. Have they started?
You won't see the top of my dick head, cracker.
65 inches of fury. Oh, no. My cock is bigger than DK's car.
And my car is white, too, on top of it.
Yeah, I drive a Toyota. I love what you do for me. Because I don't get laid.
It's a car that accurately represents my penis height.
Blackzilla. That's awesome.
Oh, no.
So, anyway.
Anywho.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's been an interesting night, hasn't it?
You know what? It's been a great night. It's been an awesome night.
You know,
night.
I would like to ask everyone to go on the forums and tell us what you think of the people that came on the show so far to interview for Miss Ginger's job.
Yeah, when's Ginger going to come back? Are we ever going to see her again?
We should see her next week.
We really should open a pool of odds to
a
see
poo?
A pool.
A poo.
A poo. Hello.
A poo, son of a sneeze.
So we need to open a pool to see if she's ever going to be back on the show before she actually officially leaves the show. Because she's like supposed to be here one more week after this. So next week and the week after is the final week.
Yep.
And we have had two interviews so far. So we've had Diana,
mm-hmm.
who we've actually had on twice.
We've had three interviews.
And well, yeah, I mean, we have two possible candidates right now, I think. Two, maybe three?
Yeah, maybe three.
Maybe three.
But we've what, though? I don't want to have this conversation on the air.
Damn, again with the secrets.
I don't want to just take someone because we need someone.
Well, no, I agree with you.
I got the perfect line for this week's download, man.
Okay.
It's called...
Let me get my paper.
It's called... what did I say earlier? I said Trencher exposed.
Yes.
Murphy muzzled.
Trencher exposed, Murphy muzzled.
Because this motherfucker ain't saying shit, and you got buck wild tonight.
I don't want to offend anyone, but...
What
you know,
the fuck of-
You don't want to offend anyone. You live
I don't
for
want,
that.
I don't want to offend the girls who gave us their time to come in, because I really do appreciate them coming in.
Oh, my God.
I just
God.
Don't think that any of them were 100% right. And, you know.
I can agree with that.
Because you remember the first night that Ginger was on, the conversation you and I had out in the green room right after?
It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was absolutely perfect. But, again, I mean, you're looking for oil, you know, in a cornfield. I mean, that's really what you're doing.
What, am I making ethanol?
Oh, wait, fuck, bad example.
Am I going to fuck somebody with some corn? What do I need a lubricant for?
So,
hey, can we get Dirty D to call in and talk dirty to us over the phone?
I don't know. You'd have to ask. We only have 7 minutes. It'd be a great way to finish the show. All right, so basically everybody's chatting. I'm doing the talking. Everyone's like, talk. All right, so here's the thing. We've had a few interviews. Some have gone good. We don't know.
We don't know yet. We're still talking
about things. And what we do not want is to be a goddamn sausage fest again.
Yeah, I know.
God, that is just horrible. All cock, all the time. Spank wagon radio.
Spank wagon radio.
No more ass craters and superly huge testicles that pluck.
Do we have to put that sausage fest banner back on the front of the page?
We're going to have to. I mean, that's...
You guys are crazy. Crazy call. Don't tell me you're crazy.
Type the phone number out.
All right. Give us a call. 1-866-587-6257.
Is he calling?
I'm going to worry if a guy calls us to talk dirty. I'm just going to be like, ah, click.
Yes, tech Pepsi.
Hi, guys.
Tech Pepsi anyway. I have to take Pepsi. I haven't seen him.
He's doing his own show, and I guess he's in some hotel room with his mother. I don't really know. I just read his blog. I don't know why I read his blog, but I did.
Wait. You miss Tech Pepsi.
I do. I miss my favorite little faggot. And
you miss Tech Pepsi. That is
because I love watching him make you uncomfortable.
So we got a call, and Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
My dick has just got hard.
Oh.
Both of them.
Is this our favorite Dirty D?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Who do you want me to be?
Oh.
Give a good name.
I think Murphy's getting
here
the
with
one.
Your face in my lap.
Oh.
We've only got a couple minutes left of the show, and this has been kind of a clusterfuck of a show because none of us did any show prep. We were wondering if you could just talk completely dirty to us and see if you could get Trencher to not be able to stand up after the show is done.
I don't even know if I need to talk dirty to do that.
Oh!
Oh,
shit!
Yeah, you're right.
What? Hey, I'm not easy. Much.
Are you kidding me?
What?
The wind blows right and you get wood.
Yeah, good point.
Just talk about how bad you want his cock.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How about I want all three of you?
Ooh.
Hello. At the same time, dibs on the ass.
I'll take the licking of the shaft. You can have
it. Oh, Trench, I don't want your balls to touch mine.
Yeah, I can't. No balls can
die, are you?
What?
All three of you at the same time?
Oh yeah. I just don't want anyone's balls touching mine.
Do you like a nappy scrotum or one that's kind of fuzzy? You like an alpha?
I think she just fell over.
You want an alfalfa ball sack or do you want an alf ball sack?
Doesn't matter to me.
Do you want Mr. Clean or Horseshack from Mr. Cotter?
Wheat fields growing between the legs.
As long as I can have some dental floss
when
I'm done.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's outstanding. So, when was the last time you masturbated, Diane? I'm just wondering.
Yesterday.
Damn.
Now, was it hands or was it toys or was it fruits and vegetables? What was it?
A bit of everything.
She just a juggling. Do, 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 do.
Was there a pineapple as well?
I do need some more batteries, so if anybody does need to...
Oh, I'll bring it. I'll bring it a fucking 12-pack out of you.
Look on Murphy's face with a little bit of everything. I'm like, he like fell over out of his chair.
God.
You know, I used to sell that kind of stuff. I still have this whole demo kit that I just started busting into, you know, and there's a lot of
busted
things.
Into or busted out of?
Okay, now let me go ahead and cross this line. What are the chances on getting you to come into the studio and demonstrate one of those for us? On decaf.
I don't know.
Decaf.
Have you been a good boy or a bad boy?
I'm a very good boy, so I can't.
Oh, then you're not
so
worthy.
So I can't.
It.
So
I've been bad. I've been bad. I've been bad.
So
right now.
So you can't dibble on me, not unless it's in my ass.
So okay, now when you do masturbate, because this is gonna be the greatest 7 minutes of radio we've done. Are you an insertion or a clit girl?
Both.
Both.
Whoa.
Now, do you start with the clit and work your way south, or do you start at the south and work your way north?
I have one that covers it all.
One that covers it all. And do you play with your own sphincter? Maybe not inserting, but just giving it a little rub.
Absolutely.
Damn.
Do you actually put the finger in the balloon nut?
Dude, she probably got a fucking tripod vibrator. They go one goes to the crack, one goes to the lip, and one goes to the ass.
Totally, did you just say balloon knot?
Yeah, balloon knot.
Well, no, that's an outhole, not an in-hole. Not
Okay, so you rub the balloon knot, but you won't actually put anything in it.
No.
But you do like a
little bit of vibration on the end does the trick.
Whoa!
Can we play a little game? It's called Just the Tip.
Absolutely, I'm waiting patiently.
Oh.
Oh boy! So okay, now I guess look, we've got a couple of minutes. Do you want to end this thing?
We have 2 minutes.
Do you want to end this thing big? Could we actually get you to start masturbating on the air for us, just a little bit?
Not today, no.
Not today. What about next time? Can we get you next time?
Maybe next time.
We could maybe get you to have an orgasm on the air next time. That would be.
Maybe next time.
Well,
I guarantee you.
Are you gonna talk really low into the microphone?
Oh, I can bring the music bed down. Bring the music bed down. So, what are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing white cotton panties and a white bra.
And the
nylon.
Are the
high heels?
Are the panties damp?
A little.
A little. Could you touch yourself a little for me?
Oh.
Just a little. Not a lot. I don't want you to touch yourself a lot. How does that feel?
Oh, amazing.
You're not even doing it, are you?
No.
That's what I thought. We needed Quaalude Man. That's what we needed.
We don't have the background music for Quaalude Man. We can't just go, bow, 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 bow.
Tell me what you're wearing.
You know, if I didn't love you guys, I wouldn't be doing that.
Wait, do you love us in the platonic sense or the biblical sense?
Have you ever sucked the skin off a black cock?
And we already asked that question. Is that like a standard interview question?
Wait, does she want some nigga dick? That's a good question.
Damn, that's a big nigga dick.
Oh, my God.
You got to listen to the show for that one.
Ladies, yeah, you got to listen to the podcast.
No! Wait, yes! I could get her to put a finger in the asshole. Give me another minute. Hesh isn't even here. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Acid Balls Radio.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
We got a lot of people we need to thank. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com.
For giving us a place to convince people to stick fingers in their assholes.
God bless America.
Are you still there, Diana? Is she there?
She should be there.
I'm still here.
You're still there.
All right. We got also thank Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, and coming soon next week, actually, Arrow 97.1 and Web Hits Radio.
Diana, when you're sucking the cock, do you play with the balls as well, or do you just kind of let them dangle there?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Now, do you like large balls, or do you like normal size balls?
Normal, you know.
I'm out.
I play with them no matter what.
Normal. Well, yeah.
Have you ever had balls across your nose to suffocate you? That's the.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the greatest internet radio show ever.
Wait, no, I can get her to put a finger in her ass.
Facebook Radio.
Come on. Give me just another minute.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
Retards. Out. We'll be right back.